U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says Washington will present a new draft resolution to the Security Council after North Korea test-launched its first intercontinental ballistic missile.
In the coming days, we will bring before the Security Council a resolution that raises the international response in a way that is proportionate to North Korea's new escalation. I will not detail the resolution here today, but the options are all known to us. If we are unified, the international community...
Haley made the remarks during a meeting of the UN Security Council. She accused Pyongyang of destabilizing the Korean Peninsula. Haley also urged the international community to join hands in order to impose harsh economic measures on North Korea. She stressed that the U.S. will use military force against the North if need be. Meanwhile, Russia says it opposes taking military action and economic measures against North Korea.
Any attempts to justify a military solution are inadmissible. They lead to unpredictable consequences for the region. In the very same manner, attempts to economically strangle North Korea are equally unacceptable, as millions of people are in great humanitarian need. The UN plays its role here. There must be a depolitization of humanitarian efforts.
Deputy Russian Ambassador to the UN Vladimir Safronkov stressed that Moscow is against the presence of extra-regional forces on the Korean Peninsula. He said Russia is strongly opposed to the deployment of the U.S.-made missile system known as THAAD in South Korea. Safronkov noted that such deployments will not help restore peace to the region. He also said the Kremlin calls on all parties to bury the hatchet through tolerance, restraint and dialogue. The UN Security Council meeting came a day after North Korea successfully tested the intercontinental ballistic missile. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, has described the missile test as, quote, a gift to Americans, saying his country's weapons program is non-negotiable. Well, to discuss that further, I'm joined by Mike Billington, who is at the Asia desk of the Executive Intelligence Review, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Leesburg. Mr. Billington, what do you make of the UN Security Council session today?
Everything depends on what happens this weekend on the sideline meetings at the G20 meeting. There have been massive efforts by all the enemies of peace in the West, including people even within Trump's administration, to prevent him from having the meeting that he has planned with Vladimir Putin and to undermine his very close relations with China and Xi Jinping since the Mar-a-Lago meeting. You could go through all of the provocations from the U.S. side and could conclude that Trump has gone against his own intentions. But I don't believe that's exactly accurate. I think there are many people around him trying to sabotage his best interests, which he himself has expressed, which is that he wants to be a friend of Russia. He wants to have very close relations with China and join the new Silk Road, as he personally said to Xi Jinping. So what happens this week will define what happens in Korea, not because of exactly what is discussed about Korea per se. The only basis on which North Korea is going to believe what Trump and his foreign minister Tillerson said, which is that there will not be regime change, there will not be a military option, and don't accept what Nikki Haley says, she's a fool. But Tillerson has said that this will not happen. But there's no basis on which North Korea can believe that unless they see that Trump, against all of the Russophobia, the open efforts to impeach him, to drive him out of office, to demonize him, to blame him, accuse him of being a puppet to the Russians, all of this crazy stuff that's dominating the liberal press and both people within both parties in America. To overcome that and to demonstrate that he's willing to actually move forward for a new paradigm of world peace and development, as he said he wanted to during his campaign and since. So this will depend on what he does. As you know, I'm sure, Xi Jinping was in Moscow just a few days ago, and the two, Russia and China together, posed an actual solution to the North Korea problem based on phased stepping down. But what is most important is that there has to be a move in order to convince the North Koreans that, in fact, their security is not in danger. Otherwise, there's no way in hell that they're going to slow down their development of their nuclear option and their missile capacities. They saw what happened to Libya. They saw what happened to Iraq. They're not going to do it unless there is a move for that kind of global peaceful development through the new Silk Road, through development, through the United States working with Russia and China on ending the British imperial division of the world, East versus West, once and for all. So that much depends on what happens this Friday and Saturday.
Okay, Mr. Billington, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.